Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, maybe it'll stop now. No? Okay. This show cannot go on. This show cannot go on.
Okay. This show cannot go on.
It cannot go on. It's like I'm in the twilight zone right now.
This show cannot go on. It cannot go on.
We got a hell of a reverb that keeps repeating me.
Wow.
I like it. You've reached the Stacy Zone. Where,
I like it. You've reached the
Stacy
Zone.
Where shit often fucks up, but then we get it right. I think. We ain't getting it right. Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to play another song, and then I'm going to stop it. Oh,
we ain't getting it right. Okay.
Well, I like this,
what?
Though.
I'm going to play another song, and then I'm going to stop it. Oh. We ain't getting it right.
You know what?
Like
Al-Qaeda got this shit. I don't know. Al Sharpton then put some zoobies on me. All right, we're going to try some. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
okay. I took my Zubies off. I prayed the Zubies away. I think we're here. And this is the diary. This is the talk show for the outstanding Stacey F. Johnson and the Association of African American Single Mothers. See, I got so much power. I was working it up in here before the show because I'm powerful. And I'm powerful not for myself because I've been doing that shit. And all that did was give me a C5, C6 disc bulge. But now you need to be powerful for your people. So I'm going to just keep the phone right here. I'm going to thank Al Sharpton for taking his Zubies off. And we're going to go on and keep on keeping on. This is The Diary, the talk show for single moms all over the Americas and wherever they can listen and get on the intranet. Okay, today we're talking about mama's boys and we're talking about education. Because really those two need to go together. And I've been doing a lot of research for Black People Business Wednesday. You know, I've been doing a lot of research. And basically black mothers and fathers and black people in America, it's going to take us 100 years. 100 years. So I won't be here. You won't be here. Your great-grandma won't be here. And at this point, I don't even think my grandson is going to be here if we don't start yesterday bridging the gap between, educational gap between black people and white people. That's what's holding us back. Basically, there's a paper out there written by some very intelligent people in Princeton, and basically that's what's holding us back. So all these years of advocating, being ignorant, and all the rap music and thinking that shit is cute and allowing our sons to sag their pants and look like criminals, and then what do we do as adults? We go put that shit in our mouth, and then we look like little babies even though we're grown. All that shit is just taking us backwards. It will take us 100 years. If we start today to bridge the gap between, educational gap between whites and blacks, and unless that gap is bridged, that's the only way to racial equality in America. That is the only way. So we got to teach our kids how to take those standardized tests. We got to teach our kids that tests are important. We got to reteach black people that education is important. And see, you ain't got to teach me, because my black mother and father instilled that in not only one of us, but in 11 of us. So it can be done. And we're going backwards. And so on Black People Business Wednesday, we're going to talk about the letter that I'm writing to all the black organizations. And just, you know, I'm a numbers person. So when you're a numbers person, it's black and white. 1 + 1's got to equal 2. If it equals 3, somebody's up in the shit fucking it up. Okay, we've had all these black organizations in existence since 1902, and we still fucked up in 2014. They still getting paid, but we still getting fucked up. They still getting paid, but we still losing civil rights, and that's bullshit. So ain't nobody calling them on the carpet because we too busy worried about bullshit in our families, at our churches, on TV, on the internet. We too worried about bullshit. Okay, so just think about it, black people. It's going to take you 100 years at this point, and we've already, how many hundreds of years we've been fucked up? It's going to take you 100 more to bridge, to even begin to bridge that gap on racial equality here in America. 100 fucking years. Who's going to be here? That's why white people don't care. Oh, shit, it's going to take them 100 years if they started today. They ain't starting today. All we going to do, all they going to do is gather for the next shooting. They ain't gathering for nothing else. We know that. That's how we've trained those Negroes, and that's what they do. So today on the diary, first of all, mama's boys. Second of all, education. Handle those two properly, and we may move that 100 years to maybe 75, okay? And this shit is real. So for you to wake up tomorrow as a black person and not give a shit about the state of your people, you've added 100 years and one more fucking day, okay? And I'm going to say fucking, and I'm going to say all of that. People say, why are you so angry? Because you know what? I'm 50. This shit should have been fucking handled for me. I'm 50, and I'm still seeing Negroes getting tear gassed in the fucking street. I'm 50. The civil rights was meant for me to be free by the time I'm 50. God damn. Why I'm mad? Because I care about being black in America, and I care about my black people in America being treated like shit 50 years after so-called civil rights was granted to your black ass. That's bullshit. And you know why it's bullshit? Because we have black leaders that ain't nothing but puppets for the people that put them there. So until we as individuals, as black mothers, because it's our sons getting killed. It ain't the Jilly Jane's son ain't getting fucking killed. He getting handcuffed set and then nicely sat down on the side of the road until his daddy come pick him up. Rufus, Tyrone, typical, I'm a racist even with black people, okay, so don't mind me. Until I can learn, and I'm trying to learn, until I can learn that there are no people, there's just humans, that's when you start to make a difference in the world. When you realize there are no black people, there are no white people. And thank God for the white people that stood up for the shit that went on in Ferguson. Only black people showed up at the funeral. And what the fuck are you marching for? That's ridiculous, but that's how we're trained. Kill march, kill march. Everything in between is bullshit. Okay? So 100 years right now, as of August 31st, 2014, you have 100 years to begin to even halfway bridge the gap of racial equality in America, and it starts by bridging the gap of educational gap. So as long as you make little Rufus think everything is cute but education, you add another fucking day. And if you let him go through to high school, you add 12 more years. We need to make education as important today as it was in 1900, when these people knew what black people needed to do to succeed and to be well and to do well. And thank God my parents didn't sit on their ass and just wait for me to get grown and handle it myself. Thank God they gave me a plan and some threats. We too busy trying to be our kids' friend. Oh, I don't want to make him mad. I don't want to make her mad. Fuck that. All they going to do is piss you off when they're 18 and talk about you otherwise. Our job for our children is to be their leaders, not to be their fucking friends. And so today we're going to teach you how not to raise your son to sit up on his ass, and eventually he's going to sit up on your ass once you trained him enough to do that, to rely on you so much that he can't do shit for himself when it's time to do it, and then you're going to be mad at him. My kids, on the other hand, my sons, I told my sons what my mama told my brothers. You know what? Here in America, the white man want to see you dead or in jail, period. So you choose, little nigga. I'm going to give you the plan. I'm going to tell you what to do. And until you're 18, I'm going to beat your ass. Oh, beating asses comes from slavery. Yeah, and it kept a nigga in line, didn't it? Abraham Lincoln had to free your ass. You wasn't going nowhere. And then once he freed your nigga ass, you still was scared to leave. So beating your ass works, especially if you're beating their ass in love. Okay? I got two sons, and they all live on their own. And they in their early 20s. Because I didn't say, oh, no, it's okay. You can stay with me. You can stay. Don't be talking about him. Fuck that. Okay? That's why it's called single mother. Okay? Because there was some other motherfucker that didn't do his job. So I'm going to raise this one not to do his job? Oh, hell no. And I'm a woman. I know what a woman wants, and I had a daddy. I know what my daddy did for my mama. So I'm going to raise a son that ain't going to do half the shit my daddy did for my mama. What's wrong with me? Would I need a boyfriend? If you need a boyfriend, then go get you a boyfriend. Or if you need a girlfriend, you know what to do. Hey, but raise your son to be a man. That's what this is about, raising our sons to be men, not to be mama's boys because you need somebody to hang out with for 18 years because their daddy done left you for somebody else. No, okay? So that's what today is all about. You know, you have to think about the future when it comes to your son. You want him to be a useful member of society because, again, if you start to put in your head the things that my mom and daddy, and I praise my mother and father. If every parent was like my mother and father, America, we'd be like, we'd be progressing like Asian people. If everybody's mom and daddy was named Willie Johnson and Willa Mae Johnson, guess what? Black America wouldn't even recognize itself today. White America wouldn't even, they'd really be mad. They wouldn't try to put a black president up there to make us think we got something going on, because we really don't. We really don't. We prosper more with white Clinton than we have with black Barack. And I can't wait till white Hillary get her ass back up in there so we can start to do well again. And that's what Black People Business Wednesday is all about. These past presidencies from Mr. Reagan, drug on crime, tough on, just say no, okay? Mother, that fool, all the way down to the Bush twins, daddy and baby. The only person that ever helped us prosper in America in the last 20 years has been Bill Clinton. everybody else, and you need to wake up. And see, the thing is, I'm a woman sitting up in here in a house, not getting paid by the government, not getting paid millions, not getting all on TV and shit, acting like I'm representing motherfuckers. And I know this. Where is the Urban League president? Where is all the black congressional, where are all those people with the paperwork and saying, you know what, this is ridiculous? I mean, if your job, black organizations, are to help our sons, basically, and the only way you're going to help our sons is by doing what your mission says it is, to social justice. What's social justice? Okay, let me think about, since I've been a mother of men, of sons, now that are men, since I've been a mother, social justice. That's supposed to be your charter way before I even got pregnant, okay? So let me think about what you've done since my sons have been, Ronald Reagan and three strikes. Okay, if I didn't keep my foot in my son's neck, they might be in jail over a pizza, because that could have been their fucking third strike. Okay, so let's see, what else? Stand Your Ground Law. Oh, shit, that's been since President fucking Obama. Stand Your Ground, oh, you can go in a whole by 6 or 7 states and kill my son and said he was standing the grounds. Okay, where are you, black congressional Congress? Your job is to what? To ensure deprived people and make legislation to represent the underrepresented. What? That's some bullshit. And people need to wake the fuck up to it. You're so happy to go to a fucking funeral. You're so happy to listen to ignorant-ass Al Sharpton that can't even read his name right, if it's on a teleprompter. He can't even read his name. You're so happy to listen to him and call him Reverend. Don't disrespect God so much, calling every old tired-ass nigga reverend, please. Reverend of what? Your mouth and some bullshit. So this is, what is this today? This is the diary. This is the show for the Association of African American Single Mothers. And you wonder why we mad? We got a reason to be mad. You know, and black mothers have a reason, and all mothers, and we don't just help black mothers. So don't come out, oh, they only help black mothers. No, we help all mothers. We mainly help a whole lot of old white people, okay? So we help people who ask for our help, because we're not an organization that gets together to exclude people, all right? And if black people were smart in any way, shape, or form, everybody would register to vote, and everybody, black, and any kind of skin tone that is brown, would make sure they vote. If they just wake up that day, get off the crack pipe that day, off the needle, off the whatever, just that day to vote, so we can make sure there will never, ever, ever, ever be another Republican. Unless they show they give a damn about people that got some brown skin. And we ain't talking about orange. We talking about brown. So this is the diary, damn it. And when we come back, I'm going to look at, I think I missed everything I was supposed to do. But hopefully our music will be right. So I'll be back. I'm going to take another break. And we'll be right back and talk about something. All right, all right. This is the diary, and this is your host, the lovely, wonderful, and fantastico, Stacey F. Johnson of the Johnson 11. And I'll be 50 this year, so I'm excited about that. And I'm excited about the fact that, you know, I started the Association of African-American Single Mothers about when my kids were 6, 4, and 3. And my idea was that, you know, I'm a single mom, too, and I'm able to take care of my kids because, you know what, I got an education, and I made, and from then on, I promised myself I was going to make choices that benefit my kids first. And so I thought, well, you know, I can lead because I'm pretty strong. I can lead. But then as things went by, I'm thinking, you know, hey, maybe I haven't been a mom long enough to be giving advice. You know, shit, I can't give advice. Like my older sister once told me, I wait till your kids get and they gon' blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? Cha-ching. They are old, and they did not blah, blah, blah. My sons are men, and by the grace of God, I was able to keep them on the straight and as narrow as they can possibly be in the world today. No sagging. But although my oldest, 24 now, just a couple, he's a sag, but he got the cutest butt. I'm like, boy, you pick it up. Pick it up. You know, why are you still sagging? I don't know. But my youngest boy got his own place. You know, responsible men, not sitting on my couch playing video games. You know, not trying to hide their dope in my house. Not, you know, one's a little crazy with his girlfriend, but he handling his business. Ain't nobody, my whole thing is my, I have young men, and they're not, it's, they don't need to come to me. Because first of all, as a mother, they knew they you're not coming to me. Okay, I raised you, and all y'all left, so, hey, that was freedom for me. You know, I don't do you any good by taking care of you and doing things for you that you can do for yourself. So now in America, we see that, you know, as a race of people, you know, we like, how many times, how many years we gonna say how we get treated, whatever, whatever, and we see it don't change. And my whole point to that is it will not change until you change it within your circle, within your household, within your heart. And like I was saying today, you know, the God that, you know, remember, you we learn from God as Africans. You know, we ain't Africans now. We've been a lot of bogus churches, some good churches, whatever, organized religion, whatever. But we as black people, we learned about God from the people that enslaved us. So imagine how much they really wanted us to know about who God really is. And they know, because I listen to a lot of them right now, they really know the true God and how to reach him and how to make him work effectively in your life. And they don't teach none of that hooper and hollering shit that we as a race of people think that is the shit ta ta ta. Okay? And when I tell people I'm Catholic, they're like, ooh, what's wrong with you? I'm like, well, my daddy knew that screaming and shit wasn't working for like 99.9% of y'all, and that's not how you reach God. And so we as a people, that's all we know. We confused, we lost, and add on top of not knowing God, not having any kind of leadership that knows God enough to, that knows the real God enough to really touch the people as a race of people. We're the only race of people that got these issues. Do you see, my thing I tell people, the oldest, you know, Hindu religion that a lot of Asians practice, Buddha, all that stuff, do you see any bums on the street that are Asian? No, they selling you fake hair, okay? Do you see any bums, uneducated Asians anywhere, them young ones, but they know they got to do something, okay? They know they got to do something. Just like I knew I had to do something. I don't give a fuck where you graduate from, Stacey Johnson, but you graduating from somebody's college. How many of mothers tell that to their sons today? I mean, I don't even tell that to my own because they have ambitions in other areas, but they have ambition. They not just sitting waiting for something. They have ambition. So when you have a kid that has ambition, you let them go with that. I've nurtured my kids to do your own thing. Because maybe, you know, what my parents wanted me to do, I'm not even doing the thing I really wanted to do, and they made the decision for me. If I had my choice, I'd be teaching math at some university right now. But I will be, because now I do have my choice. But that being said, my parents made me do something. They made me do something. So Now, we got all these mothers out here that barely got out of high school that got kids. Now, thank God for President Obama, but, yeah, you can get a lot of free education. And I got some calls. And the reason why I started doing this again, I would get random calls from moms in Kentucky and Pennsylvania saying, you know, I looked up help for single moms and you popped up. I'm like, really? I've just been paying for the website, you know, for 15 years. You know, and it was like one after the other after the other. I'm like, okay, God, you knocking on my door. You know, I mean, that's God knocking on your door saying, if you can do something, do something. If you can fucking do something, do fucking something. Even if you just talk to somebody, do something. But to sit and think the plight of black people going to get better without you, you person, you over there, you. Not the NAACP, not Al Sharpton, not the other white people that care about black people. You, Negro, you. And we keep these cops from killing our sons by teaching our sons to respect themselves and walk like they do. You know, we know where we live. We know, I mean, it's sad, but we know where we, you know where you live. Right now, it's going to take you 100 years to fucking catch up. So whoever been in charge the past 100 years, because I think we're doing the math, we would have been caught up by today, by the time I'm 50 in December. But we don't force nobody to do what they're supposed to do in the black community. We don't force nobody to do shit. If our daughters want to marry some old nigga and take him away, oh, that's okay. We don't fight for our families no more. I can't find my sister, and I got 10 siblings. Ain't nobody saying, I'll help you find her. I can't find them. People don't stand up for shit. And black people, they're going to keep shooting you. They're going to keep shooting you. They're going to keep shooting you. They're going to keep fucking shooting you until you realize that you got to wake up in your black house right now. If you mixed up with some old nigga that think it's fly to steal everything, get the fuck up out of that. If you with some chick that don't want to do nothing but sit on her ass and have babies, get the fuck up out of that. God made you to rule and to reign in this world. So Black People Business Wednesday, I need you to check it out on Wednesday because it's Black People Business Wednesday every Wednesday at 8 p.m. I didn't even talk about the schools. But lady from Kentucky, if you listen, email me. It's aaasm.org. I'm going to email everybody that emailed me. There's quite a few moms. We're going to get this shit together because I'm going to start right here in Sacramento, California, doing what I can fucking do. Not sitting there talking about it. I'm going to make a stage for people. Nigga, please. The white man's making that stage for you. So how are you making a stage for niggas? Be real about it, too. And don't let anybody just tell you some bullshit. Ask God. God knows everything. I'm so mad because people are so stupid. They go everywhere but to God. And God is right here in your heart. He ain't at some church. He ain't at your mama's house. He ain't at Leroy's house. He's at your fucking house, right where you are today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Have a great week, and I'll see you on Wednesday.